I'm glad to be here, and I'm very glad to be sober. And I was smiling and smiling and smiling at all the people who are brand new and here and trying, and they get this recovery. And I would love to tell you that why I came to AA, and I surrendered on day one. Got a sponsor. Read the big book, and everything's been amazeballs ever since. I would like to tell you that, but that's not what happened. What happened, I came to meetings, and a chap offered to sponsor me, and he hadn't done the program. And so I had a sponsor who didn't know what he was doing, and it was a challenge. And I spent 8.5 years coming to meetings without a program. I didn't drink, I didn't go back out, but I came to three meetings a week or four meetings a week, and I didn't drink, but I was not sober. And it was quite the challenge for me to keep at it. I'm not going to go into a boring story about that. That happened. And then after 8.5 years of just going to meetings and just not drinking, I found a sponsor who took me through the big book and taught me how to recover from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And I became I think when I went through the steps, I went through the steps three times. The first time I went through, I became, I think they call it a big book thumper. So I am one of those. And then I went through it again. And the reason I went through the steps again is because after doing the steps, I was going to meetings and I was talking about the steps and the program and recovery and getting well. And I was getting a lot of pushback from people at meetings. So I started saying about less and about less and about less and about less. I stopped talking about God. I stopped talking about recovery. I stopped talking about getting well. And then the next thing, I was just back to talking about my day, my way. And I went back to being that person who was just not drinking. And then I went through the steps again. And that time I said, I'm definitely not going to ease off. I'm going to have the courage to continue to talk about the program and recovery. And guess what? I didn't have the courage. I eased off and I stopped talking about recovery. I stopped talking about the big book. I stopped talking about the power. And when I was 19 years sober, I was kind of mostly doing a wee bit, small part of the pro. I was doing the program, but I wasn't fully engaged. And at 19 years sober, I went to a meeting on Zoom, and there was a chap with a cowboy hat on, an American, and he said, I was an AA at 19 years dying of untreated alcoholism. And I went, that'll be me. That's me. And he was 25 years sober at that stage, and I was 19 years sober at that stage. And about 3 days later, on a different Zoom meeting, a guy just looked at me out of all the names and all the pictures and all the screens on the thing, and he went, Dawson, would you like to have a new experience with the big book? He looked right at me. I knew he was looking at me, even though, and I said, yes, I would. And he was 14 months sober, and I was 19 years sober. So my ego should have done a backflip. I went, no. Does he not know how important I am? Because I had a big ego. Does he not know I'm the great Dawson? And he just took me through the book. No fluff, no BS, no nothing. He just read the book. And we went through it and we underlined and we explained some things and we talked about some things. And when we got to the end, the reason that my experience now is that the reason that my steps were never, I never had the courage to keep on pushing on with the courage to say what I think about the big book. I hadn't fully made my amends, and I used a it was an excuse. It was a mere reason for postponing. It wasn't a good enough reason. I just said, "Oh, well, you see, I have a couple of amends which are going to be too difficult, which are going to be except when to do except when to do so would injure them or others." So I used that as a reason to not do it. I didn't want to do it, is what happened. I didn't want to make my amends. I didn't want to clear away the wreckage of the past to allow the injury God. So I talked a lot of rubbish. And thankfully the man who was 14 months sober when I met him had the courage of his own convictions. And he wasn't very, when I tried to pull the, oh, I accept when to do so, would injure them or others, I better not make these amends. He absolutely lost his, meant he lost his temper. And he called me lots of names and told me that I was a lot of things. And normally I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have reacted very well to that. But I realized that he was right. And soon after that, I did finish making my amends. There's two very big ones that I like proper big things that I had to deal with, and I refused to deal with them in the past. And then I did deal with them, and I then I moved to a different part of the, I moved house a good few miles away from where I was from, and I just started talking about the program, and talking about getting well, and talking about the steps, and talking about the big book. And talking about changing, and I made a commitment to myself that I'm only going to talk about the big book. I'm only going to talk about how I got well using the big book. I only talk about how a sponsor, as it says on page 18, the man armed with the facts about himself can usually win over an alcoholic, where a non-alcoholic can't. So if you talk to a person who's armed with the facts about himself, i.e. they have done the book, they have done the program, they love the program. And they're not telling you, my experience is, I don't know what where you're from is like, but there's lots and lots and lots of people here who come to meetings and say things like, oh, I finished the steps. Oh, my sponsor told me I don't have to do them anymore. And I would love to tell you that I am a very patient, tolerant, and loving fellow. Sometimes I find it difficult to keep my mouth shut. And sometimes I say, at the weekend, someone, they actually said this. They said, oh, I spoke to a man who told me that because I've been around 5 years now, and I kind of have looked at this and talked about this, and I don't, he says, I don't even need to worry about doing the steps now because I already know everything. So I don't have to do the steps. Now, I would love to say after the meeting when he came over to talk to me, I would love to say, okay, that's excellent. I hope that works out for you. And I hope, nope, that's not what I did. I said, that person who told you that is wrong. And he said, oh, no, I mean, he's not. I said, no, he's wrong and you're wrong. And I don't think you should be telling newcomers or people who are only around that because you may not have to do the steps. But I did. I mean, the steps saved my life. You may not need to do the steps, but you're going to tell newcomers not to do the steps, and they might die because of that callous language that you're using. So people die of this disease all the time. And if you've been to treatment, and there's 15 people, I'm not talking about treatment specifically, I'm just saying about this is where like 15 people or 16 people are together. And then they come back out, and some people don't do the steps, and some people, and like one of the guys I sponsor, there was 15 of them came out of the treatment center, and there's only three of them left alive. So this is a really serious disease. It kills nice people, the same way as it kills bad people and terrible people and lovely people and your friends. My best friend died of this disease, so I take it very seriously. And I heard somebody saying something there. I'm talking very slowly because if I speak at the speed that I normally speak, that lots of people won't understand me. So I'm very annoyed. So I don't normally talk like this, but I'm trying my best to make it so that you can hear me, understand what I'm saying. Someone said, I heard someone saying before, and I was like, how do you know you're an alcoholic, or how do you know you have a problem with alcohol? And I heard a great answer to that one time, and it was, you're at an AA meeting. Normal temperate drinkers don't come to AA. They don't have, my wife's a normal temperate drinker. She did not have to come to AA to find out if she was a normal temperate drinker. But she's that person who can take a half a glass of wine and then pour it down the sink. And she doesn't put the cork back in the bottle. She pours it down the sink too. And I would have a heart attack when I was drinking. I would have drank a first two because I couldn't let her pour it down the sink. Like, I just couldn't. So if you think you have a problem with alcohol and you're at an AA meeting, you're right. You're right. You do have a problem with alcoholism because you don't come here if you don't have a problem with alcoholism, in my experience. And there's lots of things that I hear people talking about at meetings, and sometimes I misunderstood, or I couldn't just get it, or it didn't make sense. And like, when I first came around, as I said, I could not. I asked for a sponsor, and I got a sponsor, but he hadn't done the program yet, and I hadn't done the steps, so he wasn't armed with the facts about himself. He wasn't able to help me through the program. He wasn't helping me help me through the book. So I would ask him questions, and he would say things like, really brilliant answers, like, how do I stop drinking? And he says, I just don't drink. Just don't do that. Okay. How do I just not do that? He says, pray. Okay. How do I pray? Oh, you just say some prayers. Okay, what prayers? Whatever prayers you like. Okay, but I don't really know any prayers. Well, make something up that suits you. Okay, and what do I ask for? Well, yes, for help. Okay, well, for recovery. Okay, so what am I looking for in recovery? What is the answer? And then, oh, for God's sake, just do it. And it took me a long time to realize that the reason that people fob you off when you ask the question, like, how do I get well? Or how do I stop drinking? Or how do I do this? Or how do I do that? And they go, oh, just do it, just do it. And my experience is the reason that they're fobbing you off, or the reason that they're telling, is because they don't know. And no, I'm not saying, I imagine most of the people who are here have either are getting, have got a sponsor and are on their way through the journey of the program. And I had heard so much stuff and so much nonsense about the program that my head was cooked. And everybody, oh, step four, oh my God, step four, oh my word, it's so difficult. Oh my God, I'm never doing step four. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And they scared the life. They certainly scared the life out of me for years about this step four. Oh my God, step four, so difficult. Oh my God, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. Oh my God, it's oh my. And my when I did finally get a sponsor who had was armed with the facts about himself, who did know how to do the steps, he did know how to teach me how to learn to do the program on the big book, and he did show me how to do it. And he says, see, when you're going to the shop, so for us, pretend that I know America, and I'll say, oh, if you're going to Walmart, or if you're going to Tesco's, or if you're going to Centra, or if you're going to whatever shop that you go to, you write a list. Milk, bread, eggs, sausages, whatever. And he said that to me. He says, that's step four. It's not about feelings or all anything like that. It's just information. And you set it on paper. And then when you've done, you move on to the next step. And you share it with someone else. And I blew my mind when I heard that after 9 years, because every time, or 8.5 years, every time I heard people talking about step four, they were crying, and oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. And my experience has been that man, that sponsored me, he said that the most important step, I says, which is the most important step? And it was a brilliant answer. He just says, the one that you don't want to do, the one that you're dodging. And I found it, like, I did find it when he helped me and he knew what he was doing. I found it a lot easier to do the steps, and I found it a lot easier to change. And I would love to tell you that I've never had a bad day since I came to AA. That's not true. I don't think that I don't think anybody comes. I think people when they come to AA, maybe sometimes I was one of them. I thought I'm going to come to AA and everything's going to be brilliant. Everything's going to be awesome. I'm never going to have a bad day again. And me and God are going to be walking and hand in hand forever. That's not been my experience. I have some howler days, some really bad days. But I understand when people say that, is maybe what they're saying is their days aren't as horrible now as they were when they were drinking or when they were just trying to get sober. Or because I had some challenging days for sure. That this I know that I'm a wee bit ahead of myself, but if I don't drink until the 28th of this month, I won't have had a drink for 25 years. And I know it might not impress anybody else, but it impresses me because I know me and I know where I came from. So I'm not counting my chickens before I just, but I do believe, and I genuinely believe in the Big Book. I genuinely believe in the program. I'm not a half measures guy. I am all in. And I believe that what they tell you in the Big Book, I am a recovered member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I am not an arm's length away from a drink. I am not worried about drinking. I don't think I'm going to drink tomorrow. And what it tells you is what I have as a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. So if you know what you're doing, if you've got someone who can help you to understand the Big Book. And for me, I'm not going to say how other people should or shouldn't do it. I started right at the very front, the prefaces and the foreword to the first edition, and I went through to page 164. Both a person who knew what they were talking about. And they didn't take my bullshit, excuse my language. They didn't accept my, oh, what is, oh, but I don't think I want to do it like that. He says, I don't care, get it done. And some of the stuff that he said, I would have thought, no, does he not know who I am? I'm the great Dawson. Does he not know how, like, I might be sensitive? No, he didn't care. He says, just do it. When it came to do that, and because I'm a lazy perfectionist. Now, I want it to be perfect, but I don't want to do the work. Thankfully, he wasn't the guy to sign off my BS. And I then when I read on the steps again,
2 minutes, please.
no problem. When I read on the steps again, I got a much better understanding, and it was very, very practical. If there was a word that you didn't know what it meant, look it up in the dictionary. Because I thought a panacea was the same as a pandemic, and they're not. And I am dyslexic, and I didn't know I was dyslexic until I was 28. And when I have a real interest in words, even though I can't spell. I like words and I like looking them up in the dictionary. I like seeing what the meaning is. And I like with the book, when you understand what the words mean, it makes the book make a whole lot more sense. So I am that big book thumper guy that you hear at meetings and sometimes, especially when you're new around, you hear them and you go, for folks, here we go again. Oh my God, is he talking about that again? That's me. Again and again and again. I talk about it again and again and again. Because it's absolutely changed my life. It's absolutely changed my family. I have three daughters and a granddaughter. I have my wife, and I have a great life. Honestly, I am blessed. I've been also successful because the program taught me to be honest, and I say yes when I mean yes. And I say no when I mean no. And I don't change. I don't flip flop. I don't. And that has been the massive thing for me. It's also in the other big book, the bigger, bigger book. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. That transferred for my life because I was just jumping and changing and jumping and changing from, I couldn't make a decision. But anyway, thank you very much for listening to me. And I shall thank you.
Thank you so much, Dawson. Everything you said, I could share on at length, but it is not my time to share. I would like to now call on newcomers with less than 90 days to share with us. Let us know if you can relate and how we can support your journey.